On the line, I have Grant Gotchen, who was the first Litvak to apply for Lithuanian citizenship. I'm sure he's familiar to many of you. And when Grant came to understand that Lithuania had a no-Jew citizenship policy, he sued the Lithuanian government five times and exposed their deceptions. And this led the path to corrective legislation, which has led to the ability of each successful Lithuanian citizenship application's ability to reclaim their Lithuanian citizenship. So in essence, if you are one of those who has managed to get a Lithuanian passport, Grant is the person you should probably be thanking. But what I'm chatting with him about today is something that we're not very thankful for. In fact, very far away from that. The Lithuanian government has begun paying so-called symbolic compensation of 20,000 euros, which is about 400,000 rand each, to around 340 descendants of Holocaust victims for Jewish property that was seized during and after World War II. But the move, as you can imagine, has sparked serious backlash. And among its most outspoken critics is Grant Arthur Gotchen. And he argues that the deal whitewashes history and rewards the wrong parties and leaves victims sidelined. So, Grant, thanks for joining us, especially at the ungodly hour that it must be in the part of the world that you're at. These payments are being presented as progress. Why do you see them as a step backwards?
Hello, Paula. Thank you so much for having me on. And it's such an important subject. You know, these were assets that belonged to murder victims. And they were murdered mostly by Lithuanians for their crime of having been born a Jew or having had any Jewish blood. And their property's been commoditized. What's been done over here is some Jewish organizations went in, negotiated with the government, gave up rights for the claimants to claim the individual property, and never held the government of Lithuania to tell the truth about the Shoah in Lithuania. So truth has been, they allow truth to be avoided and undermined. They gave up the rights for people to reclaim their property. Paul, I've just had an email from a friend of mine who was one of those recipients of the $20,000, and she's telling me how their family had multiple huge factories and homes, and some organization went in, took authority under her name, and sent her 20,000 euros and said, okay, that's the totality of your family assets. But the question is, the negotiating parties, what did they charge? What did they collect? Who authorized them? And these are questions of transparency which must be answered.
Grant, in the case of your friend, did she even know that these Jewish organizations were representing her?
Not only didn't she know until after they'd negotiated, you know, she never authorized them. And, you know, the question is, under whose authority did they negotiate?
Exactly.
And her rights have been given away. Now, look, this is blood money, and there's no cash payments that can make up for the blood money. I personally have nothing to claim. I will not get involved in any money issues with anything to do with the Shoah. This is our family's blood, and that's sacrosanct.
Grant, 340 descendants. I mean, do you even have an idea? There were hundreds of thousands. I mean, how did they choose 340?
I have absolutely no idea. I don't know who made the decisions. I don't know how the money was allocated. I found the whole process quite distasteful. My efforts in Lithuania have all been towards the truth about who committed the crimes of the Shoah in Lithuania. And again, it was almost all done by Lithuanians. The murder started before the Nazis arrived in Lithuania. The Nazis were horrified in certain cases at the savagery displayed by Lithuanians. There were cases where Jews went to Nazis and said, just kill us and save us from the torture that Lithuanians are torturing us and our children. The savagery and brutality by Lithuanians was overwhelming. And through this pittance that Lithuania has been able to pay, some of these Jewish organizations virtually walked away from the demand that Lithuania tell the truth about who committed the crimes. And it's just awful. It's a, you know, again, this is blood money. And to give up accountability for Lithuania for pennies is just, to me, it's a travesty. And I think the Jewish organizations that were involved in this need to have a direct conversation with Jewish descendants to say, this is why we did it. And at the same time, given the level of charitable organizations which have been ensnared in corruption charges lately, I think there need be a full accounting for who collected what fees,
and where the money's going.
First class flights. You know, I mean, is somebody entitled to take blood money that doesn't belong to them and use it to stay in a 5-star hotel or to fly on a first class flight or to have boondoggle conferences?
Grant, is this about more than money as well? I mean, do you see the deal as helping Lithuania avoid reckoning with its Holocaust history?
That's what it's all about, Paula. It's, you know, some of the Jewish organizations that were involved in this have not stood up and said to the Lithuanian government, tell the truth. Now, the Lithuanian government rewrote Holocaust history. They declared some of the murderers as national heroes. They declared them innocent of any crimes. They said, in the example of Jonas Noreika, who there is absolutely no question as to his culpability in the mass slaughter of probably 14,500 Jews. They said he was actually a Jew rescuer. The Lithuanian government has comprehensively rewritten Holocaust history to declare themselves the victims rather than the perpetrators. And, you know, some of these organizations that negotiated for pennies walked away and allowed the Lithuanian government to lie about who did the murders in return for pennies. And to me, it's just, it's absolutely, it goes to the core of who we are as human beings. It goes to the core of who we are as Jews. Our ancestors weren't murdered so that people could walk away with pennies. At a minimum, there needs to be accountability for who committed the crimes before anybody should even accept a penny, never mind fly on first-class flights and 5-star hotels on the back of Holocaust victims.
Grant,
nobody should profit.
What,
yes.
What does real justice look like to you, and what should the global Jewish community demand now?
there will never be justice. We cannot accept an apology on behalf of murder victims. The murdered victims would have to come back themselves and offer forgiveness. We have no right to offer forgiveness on behalf of anybody else. So the only thing that we as descendants should be doing is demanding that truth be told. And Lithuania has never told the truth. Rather, they've developed state institutions to lie and to deceive even more. I urge every one of your listeners to go and watch the documentary Jacuz about how Lithuania fraudulently, dishonestly lied about who committed the murders in Lithuania. I urge your listeners to watch the documentary Baltic Truth about how the Lithuanian government has lied, and to swap, to give up that truth for pennies. To me, it is like a knife in the heart. And the Jewish organizations that did this need to explain to the Jewish community why they did it.
And I would also say that you wrote an excellent blog in the Times of Israel about this. So if anyone wants to read more about this, you can see Grant outlining his points in his blog. That's Grant Arthur Gotchen, who is a South African-born human rights activist, author, and a leading voice on Holocaust restitution in Lithuania. Grant, as you've reminded us, it's not about the money. It's about truth, memory, and moral integrity. May your voice continue to call out what others would prefer remain hidden. Thank you.